Will Donald Trump annex Greenland, the self-governing island part of the Kingdom of Denmark? He's been saying he wants it and would take the territory one way or the other. The US already has a military base on the island. We're joined this morning by William Alberg, former director of NATO's Arms Control, Disarmament and WMD Non-Proliferation Centre. William, you're very welcome to the programme. Why isn't that military base on Greenland enough for Trump?
Well, it's a very unclear situation because is he really concerned about security? Is this about economic interest? Is this just jingoism? We don't really know. There is already an existing treaty between the United States and Denmark that would allow it to not only expand the existing base there, but reestablish its old footprint. The U.S. used to have more than 10,000 troops total in Greenland to defend North America. So I think there's still room for a deal if it's really about security. But if it's about economics or jingoism, then this may be a bigger problem.
NATO's chief Mark Rutte says it is working to boost Arctic security. What does that mean?
Well, for years, you would look at the Arctic Council, which is the countries that directly border on the Arctic Circle. They sort of kept security issues out of the dialogue because Russia is a member of it. And, you know, they just wanted to sort of focus on economics and environment. Russia has really pushed militarily into the Arctic very, very strongly over the past decade with military nuclear-powered icebreakers and nuclear submarines and declaring small mini bases up there. Now, China has declared itself a near Arctic power and started pushing ships into that region as well. And so NATO really has to take this issue more seriously. But part of it was just this reluctance to raise security issues. And it's this big return to great power issues that has forced NATO to take this more seriously, to put this on the NATO agenda and start talking about how they can work collectively to increase security and prevent Russia from doing some surprises up there or from China staking claims up there. It's become a much more contested environment over the past 20 years.
But if President Trump decides that's not enough and he goes ahead with his plans and annexes Greenland, what could NATO in Europe do?
Militarily, there's not much they can do. I mean, we're talking about a massive island with about 57,000 civilians, very small Danish military presence at a couple small bases. If the U.S. wants it, the U.S. can annex it. The question is, can Secretary General Rutte at NATO, can the Danish Prime Minister and the Greenlandic government persuade Trump that there is a better way to represent U.S. interests? Because you're right, NATO can't stop them. They've declared solidarity, but besides rhetoric, there's not much they can do.
That's the death of NATO then, is it?
It would certainly poison the well. I mean, to have the United States annex territory from a NATO ally, you know, we've seen conflicts between NATO allies before. Remember, Turkey and Greece went to war in the 70s. These things have happened, unfortunately, but this would just be exactly the wrong signal at exactly the wrong time from Washington.
Thank you very much indeed. Former Director of NATO, William Alberg. It's 2 minutes to 9.